Playlet, The Enchanted Bluff. On a small island in a river, the boys are lying on the ground by a campfire.
I can see the North Star.
Strange how the stars are. They always look as if they mean something. Some folks say everybody's fortune is written out in the stars, don't they?
There comes the moon. It's red.
When the moon came up red like that, the Aztecs used to sacrifice their prisoners on the temple top.
Go on, Perse. Do you believe that, Arthur?
Yes, the moon was one of their gods.
Was any gold hidden in this old river?
Some people thought there was gold up here. The Spanish were all over this country once, looking for gold.
I wonder where this river really begins.
Me too. I want to see places outside Sandtown, like a really big city.
Chicago is a big city. There's a store there that I want to see.
Now it's your turn, Tip.
My place is really far away. My Uncle Bill told me about it.
Where is it?
It's down in New Mexico somewhere.
Well, go on. What's it like?
There's a big rock there, about 900 feet tall. Hundreds of years ago, there was a village there. The tribe that lived there had some sort of steps to go down. They only left the village to hunt and get water. They were a peaceful tribe.
Tip pauses.
Go on. One time, some of the men were down hunting, and an awful storm came up. When they got back to their rock, they found their steps had been all broken to pieces.
What happened next?
While they were at the foot of the rock, another tribe came along and killed them.
How terrible!
And the people in the village couldn't get down. They starved to death up there. Nobody has ever been up there since.
There couldn't have been many people up there.
How did they get up there in the first place?
Nobody knows how they got up or when.
Say, Tip, when you go down there, will you take me with you?
Maybe.
Suppose one of us beats you down there, Tip.
Whoever gets to the bluff first has got to promise to tell the rest of us exactly what he finds.
Everyone exits. Outside Tip's store, 20 years later. Tip and the narrator enter.
I'm glad you came back to Sandtown.
It's just for my vacation. How's your boy?
Bert, he's becoming a fine young man. A lot has changed, you know.
Yes, I heard about Otto losing his foot. I saw him and Fritz a little while ago. I think their tailoring business is doing well.
Did you hear about Arthur?
I saw him shortly before he died. I can't understand it. Arthur was smart and good-looking. Why did he waste his life doing nothing? People told me that he was a bad man, but I didn't see it.
Me neither. He never did anything bad that I could see.
He died too young, Tip.
Yes, only 25.
So, did you ever go to the Enchanted Bluff?
No, not yet, but I want to go. I told my son Bert about it.
What does he think?
It's all he ever thinks about. When he gets a little older, we'll go.
The end.